Think about the last promise you broke to yourself. Maybe it was skipping the gym, scrolling through social media instead of working on that project, or reaching for comfort food despite your health goals. That uncomfortable feeling afterward, that's the gap between who you are and who you want to be. Most of us live in this gap, armed with endless knowledge about what we should do, but mysteriously unable to follow through. What if the problem isn't lack of information, but lack of a proper system? Giovanni Dienzman wakes at 2:30 a.m. daily for meditation and takes cold showers by choice, not through superhuman willpower, but through a framework that makes discipline feel natural rather than punishing. Even psychology heavyweight Roy Baumeister notes that self-discipline rivals intelligence in predicting life success. The approach merges Eastern mindfulness with Western productivity science, creating something sustainable. High performers from Silicon Valley to Olympic arenas cite this system as their secret weapon, precisely because it doesn't rely on grinding through misery, but on aligning actions with deeper values. Self-discipline rests on three interconnected pillars. Aspiration connects you to your core purpose. Someone might struggle with workouts focused on weight loss, but find lasting motivation when linking exercise to being present for their children. Awareness functions as your internal monitoring system, keeping you conscious of choices rather than operating on autopilot. Action transforms intentions into reality through consistent implementation, including techniques like if-then planning and environment design. These pillars counter the three F's of chaos: fragmentation, lacking direction, forgetfulness, losing sight of goals, and futility, feeling powerless. Strengthening even one pillar creates positive change. Here's a surprising truth: self-discipline isn't primarily about willpower. Stanford psychologist Carol Dweck discovered that beliefs about willpower significantly impact its availability. Those with an unlimited willpower mindset sometimes perform better after taxing tasks, while believers in limited willpower show classic depletion effects. Decision fatigue remains real, explaining why judges make fewer favorable rulings before breaks. But our capacity is more malleable than previously thought. The most sustainable approach combines environmental design with willpower development. Use your environment to make good choices easier while simultaneously strengthening your ability to choose well even when circumstances don't support you. Self-discipline without purpose is like a car without a destination, powerful but pointless. The key is distinguishing goals from aspirations. Goals are specific and visible: lose 20 pounds, write a book. Aspirations represent deeper motivation: feel confident, express creativity. When goals don't match deeper aspirations, achieving them leaves you unfulfilled, like climbing a ladder against the wrong wall. The deeper why exercise uncovers this. Repeatedly ask why for each goal until reaching an intrinsic value. Someone wanting to lose 20 pounds might discover they truly seek vitality or self-respect. Once identified, magnify your aspiration by exploring both the pain of not actualizing it and the rewards of bringing it to life. This creates the pull effect, an internal attraction that naturally enhances discipline. Self-discipline transforms from external demand to internal calling. Awareness forms the heart of mindful self-discipline, noticing what's happening inside you with presence and radical honesty. Without it, we live on autopilot, reacting to triggers rather than responding consciously. Three qualities make awareness powerful: clarity, seeing things truly; neutrality, observing without judgment; and acceptance, allowing thoughts and emotions without suppression. Research shows that suppressing unwanted thoughts strengthens them. The white bear experiment proved people told not to think about white bears thought about them more. The PAW method, pause, awareness, willpower, brings awareness into daily life. When facing temptation, pause with three deep breaths to interrupt automatic reactions. Then become aware of your options, labeling them as moving toward or away from your goals. Finally, apply willpower to shift toward aligned choices. The ROR method, recognize, observe, accept, release, embraces discomfort directly. When facing an unpleasant emotion or urge, recognize and label it. Observe it as pure bodily sensation, accept it without contraction, and release it with each breath. This transforms triggers into information you can work through consciously rather than something to escape. Modern life floods us with instant gratification that drains motivational energy. Dopamine, the craving chemical, creates alertness when your brain spots rewards. Constant exposure causes downregulation, requiring more stimulation for the same effect. The solution isn't eliminating pleasure, but prioritizing purpose first. Visualize life as a jar: rocks, meaningful goals; pebbles, important activities; sand, pleasures. Fill with sand first and rocks won't fit. Start with rocks and everything fits. To reset dopamine sensitivity, try a monk week. Cut out junk dopamine sources like comfort food, social media, gaming, news, and aimless browsing for 7 days. This breaks addiction patterns and redirects hunger toward meaningful goals. For daily management, use procrastinate distraction. When tempted, tell yourself, not now, but later, and refocus. Research shows this beats saying never. It partially satisfies cravings while reducing consumption. You're not denying yourself. You're strategically timing indulgences to support your priorities. The action pillar transforms aspirations into reality through effective habits built on three elements: cues, environmental triggers; actions, with ideal and minimum versions; and rewards, preferably intrinsic satisfaction. The golden rule: once you get the reminder, do the action. When your cue appears, you have two options: do it and get a +1, or ignore it and get a -1. This binary thinking eliminates the gray area where discipline typically fails. The minimum action maintains momentum on difficult days. Your ideal might be a 30-minute workout, but your minimum could be 5 push-ups. On challenging days, fulfill just your minimum, but crucially, maintain the streak. This never-zero commitment represents the heart of sustainable discipline. Commit to this minimum for 30 to 90 days, regardless of circumstances. Each day you honor your commitment, you reinforce your self-image as someone who follows through. Small, consistent actions create more lasting change than sporadic bursts of motivation. Commitment, not motivation, gets you through the setbacks and doubts that inevitably arise on any meaningful journey. Mindful self-discipline transforms from burden into natural expression of your authentic self, empowering alignment between actions and values beyond constant battle with impulses. The benefits extend far beyond achievement: improved health, enhanced well-being, increased income, stronger relationships, and dreams within reach. Whether learning an instrument, building a business, or maintaining fitness, discipline masters any skill while developing character. Self-discipline and self-awareness form a powerful partnership. Self-awareness reveals patterns and motivations. Self-discipline provides the framework to act on these insights. Together, they enable breaking free from unconscious habits and creating intentional change. You face a choice: close this with vague intention or take real action. This decision represents the threshold between passive learning and active transformation, the difference between remaining who you are today and stepping into who you could become. In a world selling quick fixes, remember, lasting change comes from consistent alignment between values and actions. Your discipline isn't a cage, it's the key to freedom. Choose one never-zero commitment, start tomorrow. The person you're meant to become is waiting.